Well, Chris, I suppose first of all, you've come up with the idea. You have a selection panel there. The 11:30 is basically around picking a team from the last 30 full seasons of the Ulster Senior League. So that's 11 players plus a manager. That's 12 in all. Where do you start? How does it begin?
Well, I suppose the process kind of started when I took over as PRO back in September. We were kind of talking about ways that we could sort of improve the coverage and improve the marketing of the league. And I was doing a wee quick bit of research on league winners, and it struck me, geez, the league started in 86, 87. We're now on 16, 17. So why don't we do something? We had thought of maybe a Hall of Fame thing. We had mentioned maybe doing a booklet. And out of somewhere, myself and Niall Callaghan and Jason Gibson were talking one day, and it sort of started maybe as a bit of, geez, could somebody pick the team? And then we had mentioned it to a couple of guys who were on the selection panel, and a couple of weeks ago then we decided, you know what, let's just throw it out there and see if we can somehow come up with. Now, I suppose a lot of people look at this and say, oh, the best 11, it's probably not the best 11 players. Now, that sounds maybe a bit strange, but there's a lot of very, very good players, top international footballers who have played in the league, but their period in the league was very short. So we're sort of looking at...
What's the criteria then? What?
Well, we've got, I suppose, a couple of broad guidelines. Success, I suppose, being an obvious one. But I suppose then, you know, you make the arguments for players who played in teams that weren't so successful. So we're looking at sort of personal contributions as well. Longevity is a big one, you know, when there are a lot of players who have played in that league for a long time. Give contribution as well to the interleague team. So we're not even with their own clubs. We're looking at what they've done maybe for the league and on representative duty with the league. Like, there's a lot of players there who have been either up for the award or won that intermediate award at the FAI. Yeah. All of that comes into it. You know, you have the obvious, I suppose, the strikers seem to be the thing everybody's talking about, you know, because of their goals and that. But how then do you really measure it?
Are you going to pick two up front or three up front? This is another dilemma you're left with.
Well, we haven't really decided, but we're going on the 4-4-2 premise, given, I suppose, you know, for the first maybe 20 years of this, most teams would have played 4-4-2. Now, if we get maybe a case where maybe we have to adapt, we might go 4-3-3. But then again, you know, you could go 4-5-1. But I think, you know, we will stick where we can to the 4-4-2.
Sounds like an almighty task to try and to siphle through 30 years of history and players and talent of players, the calibre of players. It's a mountainous task. Here's orders, Christy.
It is, Oisin, you know, because during the week there, I just went through a list myself of, right, let's try and get a short list. The short list was almost 60 players, and even at that, there was people coming, you know, you left him out. He's not there, and you're thinking, right, okay, this possibly is going to be tougher than we initially expected. Now, the league has had a few eras, if you like. You know, you had the obvious Fannad dominance in the early years. Fannad then had a more recent spell where they won a couple of leagues. You had actually my own club, Kildrum, won three back about kind of in the last decade or so. And now Cockhill have won four in a row, going for five in the spin. So that maybe makes it a bit easier. But when you kind of peel through it then and you look, for instance, the Finn Harps team of 99, Swally Rovers of 2000, there's a lot of top players here, and I'm expecting us in the next couple of months, Oisin, to have a few very, very late nights.
Yeah, and a few rows, I'm sure, as well. You've got a panel now put together who are a very knowledgeable panel on local soccer, and in particular on the Ulster Senior League.
Yeah, I suppose we wanted a panel, and now I'm the chair of the panel, so I'm actually not part of, I'm sort of there to facilitate these guys, because I came into the league with my club Kildrum in 2001, so there's that period from 86 to 2001 that really I would have no knowledge about, only of what I've heard and what I've read. So the guys we have in, Eamon McConaghy, the current manager of Letterkenny Rovers, who had great success as a player and manager in the league, and he served the league in all aspects. He's a former league chairman as well. So Eamon was an obvious choice to be in the panel. Danny McConnell had great success at Swally Rovers, Letterkenny Rovers, managed at Bonagie as well. Another guy who's always keeps a very close eye on the league and its players, and his knowledge would be second to none in terms of players that have gone by down the years. Then we have two local journalists, Chris Ashmore and Harry Walsh, who've covered the league. Harry's case, he actually played in the league for a couple of seasons as well. And then Cathal Toland, a former league executive member, a referee. He's been chairman of Fannin United. And Brian McIver, another former player and manager with Quigley's Point. So we have a good geographical spread as well, Ashin, you know, because I think it was important, particularly with Brian, that we had Inishowen represented, you know, because sometimes people up here, we can kind of forget about Inishowen, but some fantastic players. We had Culdaff and Buncrana and Quigley's Point and Cockhill have all won the league, and some great players in those teams as well.
Yeah, it's easy to forget about things at times, so it is in the league, particularly as the years go on and some of the success that the teams had. Way back at the start.
It's like, because I suppose a lot of people, you know, Fannin had dominated for so long, people forget that Culdaff actually won it 1989, the third season of the league. And people now kind of maybe don't even realise a lot of teams who were in the league. You know, we went through a list there the last day, and there was well over a dozen teams who have been and gone. Even, you know, I mentioned my own club, Kildrum, who have since gone back to the Donegal League. Recent years, you know, you've had Convoy, Arsenal, Drumkeen, United, Buncrana, Hearts, KG Rovers, Glen. Yeah. That list is endless. And again, you think of all the great teams and all the great players that they might have had. And the manager one as well, Ashin, because you talk of those eras, they are all great managers, so separating that's maybe going to be the most difficult task of all, is how you pick maybe whose success was better. It's really one of those, you know, how long is a piece of string?
People will have different opinions on it, and it's going to be easier for somebody who has watched the Ulster Senior League for three decades to go, yes, that player deserves to be here, that player deserves to get a position there. But how do you go about dealing with somebody who is in their mid-20s, that's a football enthusiast, that's playing in the Ulster Senior League, has a huge interest in it, and how are you going to separate their definition of a player that should be there that doesn't really have that knowledge of somebody who was there 30 years ago?
Well, I suppose, again, that's where I come into the equation now. If, you know, if somebody comes with, say, a current player who maybe has only been playing 6-7 seasons, we'll just look at what he's done in the league, and I'll have a certain amount of statistics on games played, trophies won, goals scored and all of that, and we'll try and maybe separate them that way. But I think it's important for the league and its people to realise this is going to be wrong, actually, no matter what 11, you know, because since we announced this on Monday night, there's been a few people who have put forward teams. There's no two of them have been the same, and I think that's going to be the way it is. So everybody has an opinion, and it's just, I suppose, something to create a bit of debate and a bit of talk about the league, and on the back of that, showcase how good the league is and has been. When you consider the amount of debate that this is generating, even in clubs, to put forward players and sort of picking their own 11s, I mean, that alone in itself is a mammoth task. But going back to that thing of the guy who's kind of in his mid-20s, maybe hasn't seen the years gone by, we're going to take everybody's sort of opinion and just try and get maybe a bit of facts and figures to separate them.
You're going to need a lot of time to do it. When will you make the big announcement of the 11:30 of the Ulster Senior League?
Well, myself and the panel, I hope to get the panel together now, maybe mid to late next month. Before that, I'll do a bit of research myself in terms of the players that I have listed and think that will be in the reckoning, try and maybe whittle them down. We would hope to have the team picked possibly by towards the end of March, but we're not going to release the names until we're doing this in conjunction with our end of year awards night on the 19th of May in the Station House Hotel. So we're going to have a big gala night and invite all the players and the manager and sort of make it an unveiling, if you like. So we're going to try, and I know in this era of social media and stuff, and you know, there's a big selection panel and people talk, and it's a small league when you get into that, but hopefully we can keep it under wraps and there'll be, you know, an element of surprise on the night for the league.
It's something that's not done too often. It's a big task, there's a lot of work in it, but it's an exciting time for the league to take on something like this as well and be part of it.
It is, Washington, and I think it's something the league needed, because I said this the first night that I met with the clubs and the executive. It became fashionable to kind of knock the Ulster Senior League, and look, we all know we have only 7 teams, and we all know it, you know, we could have more, we all want more teams and all of that, but this is sort of to put focus on the positivity in the league, and you know, because it has been so easy to knock it, to showcase that this is this is Donegal Soccer's flagship standard bearer, if you like, and it's where, you know, a lot of good players have been. It's where there's been a lot of so many memorable games, memorable teams, and it's sort of about showcasing the league in that positive light again, and sort of just generating a bit of debate of kind of, you know, reminiscing about the golden ages that different teams had. And but again, it's just about creating a bit of positivity around the league, Oisín, and sort of just engaging the wider public in the affairs of the league.
As you mentioned, there's seven teams there. Obviously, the league's looking to build now in the next couple of years and get more teams on. Do you feel now as PRO that the league's going the right direction and that they can build and regain, I suppose, that level once again?
I do, Oisín, and I think the big thing for us in recent years has been the support of Derry City and Finn Harps. And just when I have the chance, the support of Kenny Shields and Ollie Horgan towards the league, and when you hear them being so positive about what it's doing for them and their teams, it sort of shows us that, yeah, you know, we're doing something right here. We're obviously disappointed they have lost teams. And again, you know, people in my own club at Kildrum know, you know, I would always have liked to seen us stay in the Ulster Senior League. But back now competing in the Donegal League and sort of finding their feet, it's a big step for any club to go into the Ulster Senior League. But look, we're always on the lookout for more teams and more participants. Like I remember back in the day, you know, in the league at 12 to 14 teams, and it was, you know, but I think that sort of skews people's memory. They automatically assume because there were 12 or 14 teams that the standard was somehow better. I don't necessarily agree with that, and that this current Cockhill Celtic team is probably as good as many. Now, they haven't gone on that national stage, but at a local level, what they have done down there, it's been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So I think the league is, you know, when you peel away all that bit of negativity about the numbers game, I think the league is in a very, very good state at the moment.
Is that a reflection on the inter-pros and the success they've had in recent years as well?
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, you know, you look at Munster and Leinster, they have huge leagues with various divisions, and some, you know, fantastic players, ex-League of Ireland players that are playing within those leagues. And you see our representatives, even this year, Peter Moran took what a lot of people considered maybe to be a skeleton squad, in that he was missing a lot of what people would consider top Ulster Senior League players. Yeah. Went down, were very, very competitive, could and should have actually won the tournament. So to go down there and be as competitive again, it reflects very well on the standard of player that we have in the league at the moment. And the amount of players who have gone on from the league to play League of Ireland, even a few guys have gone cross-channel. I mentioned James McLean earlier, Stephen McLaughlin, Dale Gorman. You know, there's when you see those guys going on and doing well, it bodes well for the league.
It'll be interesting to see how many of them is going to end up on the 11:30.